My family had been traveling in Botswana for almost 3 weeks, and we were headed toward South African border to go on safari. We had been driving for about 6 hours and were feeling pretty lost. Botswana was a lesson that life is not black and white, but 1,000 shades of brown. There was the brown of the grasses and trees, the brown of the dirt and houses, the brown of fur and skin. Even the shadows in the sky were brown. Levi, my firstborn, had been asking us for days to play his Led Zeppelin CD. Driving down this wide dirt road where elephants roam free, we finally acquiesced, and the sound of classic rock filled the air with strange background music. The very moment the lead guitarist, Jimmy Page, was beginning his legendary solo track number 4, a Botswana teenager emerged from the bush like a star in a music video. He was lost in his own world, holding a handmade guitar and just rocking out. From our vantage point, it appeared as if he were in fact playing the solo from the CD live. The teenager's guitar was made from an old antifreeze bottle with a wooden neck nailed to it. Attached to the neck were frets, tuning pins, and a harmonic device made from a soda can. There were only 3 strings remaining from the original 5, but that didn't seem to bother the young man as he played against a backdrop of brush and deep brown earth. Feeling drawn to the scene, we slowed down and turned the car around, watching as he continued to make music for himself and God. My husband, a musician, got out of the car and walked over to the young man with his own guitar. They spoke a little, then played each other's guitars. As I watched, I realized that they were really trading guitars. All of a sudden, I felt like I was watching a lesson in truth. The truth was coming not in startling black and white, but in this scene of gentle browns, which now included the brown of dust and guitars. Truth is beautiful and inspiring. Truth is homemade, and we have to go out and seek it and recognize its subtleties. Real truth lives beyond politics and economics. It celebrates life and beauty and calls us to humility when we are given the gift to recognize it. In the end, truth teaches us that we're enough.